greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. It's the weekend, and you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're glad you're tuned in today. We're going to have a little bit of fun with the Easter Bunny. I don't know if we're going to grill any rabbit or not. That might get a little bit aggressive with the kids. But on the other hand, Hossam Pfeffer is not a bad deal. So I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, and I'm not even Jewish, and I eat that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's a very big weekend for Christians around the nation, around the world, and we want to celebrate it properly with some good holiday food and bring some reverence to that holiday that it deserves so much. But we want to welcome you to the show and thank you for taking an hour out of your weekend to just hang out with a couple of muttonheads. That's lamb.
Absolutely. You know, we might talk about a little lamb on the grill a little later, because that is also a traditional Easter protein, if we will. Obviously, we're going to cover a ham. Our old friend, Cowboy Rob Russell.
How about that?
You're not going to want to miss that segment. One, it's just always good to talk to Robbie. But two, this guy has got a recipe for a ham that you're not going to want to miss. Some people eat a little smoked turkey once in a while. And then we might even cover some vegetables and dessert before it's all done. But, Bob, this week, you know, you asked me earlier today, what'd you grill, Jop? And I have to be very honest with you, is not much this last week. Spent a little bit of time in the oven and was just cooking last-minute meals this week for some reason. It seems like I was running like crazy and never had any time to step out in front of the grill. And then it rained a couple days, and then it was like, nah, you know, usually we chat a little bit about what we've had on the grill, but I kind of blanked this week. But you know what? I didn't blank on the microbrewed beer. Our friends at Arcadia Ales are producing the fantastic cheap date. I'm telling you, man, that's my go-to session ale, 5.5% alcohol, and easy drinking. Sit back, do three or four of those over the course of a Saturday afternoon, and you know what? You can still go out and have a little party on Saturday night, too. So enjoyed me some cheap date this week. But what'd you cook? Anything?
Oh, yeah. I'm almost out of gas on my gas grill. I did, you know, we had a lot of rain and stuff, so it was
like, you hardwired that thing.
No, I'm still using that little portable because I haven't moved my big kitchen over that. Started that process last fall, and then the snow told me to quit. But no, I use my little G-Sport. It's plus there's generally only like four or five of us that I have to worry about. So that little thing works great.
Oh, yeah. Infrared, right?
Yep. So I did, you know, we're big on this Snap Fitness thing now. So we're doing a lot of chicken.
Okay.
And which I love grilling anyway, especially on infrared.
Boneless?
Got that down. I did both. I did some thighs one night, and I did skinless, boneless chicken breasts the second night. And with infrared, the skinless, boneless actually turn out beautiful.
Much better than they do on a regular gas grill.
Yes. Yes. Right. So, and bring them right to 163, 64, you know, and then they're good. I just put a little EVO and salt and pepper on them, and my wife, she loves them. I mean, we use them then. So we tend to do quantities when we do the grill up. So I'll do like one or two big packets, and then we'll have breasts in the refrigerator for a couple of days, because if the boys happen home for a day or two, you know.
The eating machines.
Those pterodactyls will rip anything out of the fridge. And then I'll like chop that up for chicken salad. You know, I use that. I got hooked on those chicken salads that Arby's makes, and it's really simple. It's just like you chop the grilled chicken up, skinless, and a nice small pieces for a sandwich. And then you put some pecans and some red grapes and some apples and celery.
Oh, like those Granny Smith apples, those green ones.
Any kind of apple. Ooh, yeah. Any kind of apple, whatever you've got. And then throw some basic Hellman's light mayo in there. Makes a fantastic, fantastic apple salad, apple chicken salad. Red grapes as well.
Oh, really? Yeah. Green and red ones.
So there's a lot of fruit in it. It's half fruit, half chicken.
Yeah,
with a little Hellman's. Go easy on the light Hellman's, and yeah, it's pretty healthy.
Wow. Are you eating it on bread, or are you just eating it on a plate like it is?
Do it on a wrap sometimes, or just do it on lettuce. It's great on lettuce.
Oh, so you use the lettuce as the wrap,
if you
will?
No, just make a nice big salad out of it. You know, do the same thing with tuna, but...
Yeah, I might sprinkle a little blue cheese on that, too, but, of course, that kind of defeats the purpose of the Snap Fitness Healthy Grill, so...
Yeah, well, I have been... hitting Snap every day, and I can't even. Sometimes you want to get lazy, you know, you just want to just say, I don't really have time. Like,
find seven reasons not to go,
man,
like I have,
telling
as opposed
you,
to the one
you.
I should. Yeah,
it's really easy to be lazy. But my wife is a machine, and she's like regimented, and when she's really task oriented, anyway. I'm pretty,
Well, she has to be to live with you.
Squirrels distract me.
I
so,
get it. Yeah.
So I don't want her to beat me. So this is a competition between the two of us.
Right.
I made her feel my arm last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I won't ask you what she made you feel. That's not appropriate.
Yeah, you shouldn't even mention that. It's
right.
An Easter
show. So what'd
she
think of that? What'd
loud.
She think of that big gun?
She just. Paid me a nice compliment.
Well, that's
but it's nice to finally get muscle tone again.
Right.
That's the thing. If you don't belong to a gym, I'm telling you.
Well, when you're north of 55, that's hard to do.
Yes,
I admire
it
the work it
it's
takes.
It's really hard.
The work it takes to get back there.
It's really hard.
Where
the
we
sit-ups,
were.
Especially on the sit-up bench. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was in there this morning. And
flaming
like,
abs.
I was groaning.
Yeah, I bet you were.
You know, there's a lot of young bucks in there, and they've got big guns and all this stuff, and...
Speaking of big guns, why don't you give us a little update on Operation GI Barbecue?
Okay, that's a great idea. As a matter of fact, I'll just do a little bit on it to catch everybody up. But next weekend, you're going to be on vacation.
So, I'm working.
Well, okay, but you're going to be
out of town.
Traveling across the country for business.
Right.
So I'm bringing in Lieutenant Colonel Denny Gillum to guest host with me. And it's going to be all about Operation GI Barbecue, and I'm going to bring in everybody involved, and we're going to wrap this thing up because hopefully next week we'll have our base approvals for the three bases that we're targeting to bring these shipments to. And so it's going to be an exclusive show all about GI Barbecue, but I'll tip my hand a little bit. We are splitting it up now into three bases. We can't go to Afghanistan.
That's just
not going to work. No. But it's okay because the troops all end up back here. These bases need help. They're underfunded as well. So we'll bring the barbecue to where they're going to permanently stay. And we've selected two guard bases and one regular, as you know. And, so we'll unveil that next weekend, and we're going to bring on the company that's going to make the smokers for us, which is out of Kansas City. It's called American Barbecue Systems, and they have stepped up and are giving us a fantastic deal on three really nice reverse offset smokers like mine.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we're excited about that, and we really appreciate everybody's support that you've given in this Operation GI Barbecue effort. We started that, Memorial Day will be a year ago, and we had big lofty goals, and we've hit them. And it just the only snag we ran into is being able to take this thing overseas, and logistically it was just impossible. But we will prevail. The money's still all there. Guarantee that 100%, and it will go to the design purpose that we started on. Coming up next, we might run a little lamb around the pasture and catch him and grill him up. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Sportsman serving sportsman. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. You're satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. I don't care if it's raining or sunshining or maybe even there's a spit in a little snow. Spring is here, man. We are officially into the spring season now. It happened this past week. And it's time to fire up your grill or your smoker or maybe even a deep fryer. I'm Jop and he is Barbecue Bob. What are you cooking, man?
Well, I thought a little leg of lamb would be appropriate. And fortunately, my family loves lamb.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
If it's cooked right.
Right. So that's the big key. But, you know, we were wrapping up this thing about GI Barbecue, and I forgot to throw one thing in.
What's that?
That's on May 14th. The Chase Creek Smokehouse is having a big event to help us auction off our last items, the Henry rifles.
Ooh, yeah.
And all these things we have left, some Stormies. We've got Bonefish Grill has donated a bunch of stuff. We've got Chase Creek gift cards. And we've still got other merchants and businesses donating big prizes. So on May 14th, it's the weekend of Blessing of the Bikes.
There we go.
Yeah. Thousands and thousands of bikes roll across US 10 going to that thing and yep. Up 37. So the good folks, the Ringlers that own Chase Creek, have offered to their facility for us. So we're going to have barbecue. We're going to have good beer. And he's bringing in like two bands. So we're going to have a fantastic event. I'll tell you right now, you're going to want to bring your tent and just plan on spending the night.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be crazy. So that I'm really looking forward to.
And we'll be kicking that off. We'll be giving you a lot more information about that.
Yep.
But please mark that one down on your calendar to come up there and join us. If you're in the greater
Especially
Grand Rapids area.
Especially if you have a bike.
Right. If you have a bike, you're headed there anyway for the Blessing of the Bikes. It's important. But if you're in the greater Grand Rapids area, it's just a little over an hour up there. It's US 10 right by Reed City. So Easy little drive right up 131, and it's a, what, 3 miles off the 131 Reed City exit there.
And if you're in northern Michigan, come down 27 or 131 and just head US 10 straight west and stop before you get to ferry.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit of lamb, because not everybody understands how to cook a piece of lamb. If when I was growing up, my mom, bless her heart, but she had no idea. She thought it was all way too fatty, and it was too strong tasting. And any time we ever had it, there was a big jar of mint jelly on the table, which is okay, but it's kind of like perfume. You just want a little bit for a taste. You don't want to, like, slather
up. She was probably just afraid of it more than anything.
Exactly.
A lot of these meats, that proteins that we bring in that are maybe not something people are used to. And your mom was old enough that back in the day, you know, they had to eat mutton.
Right.
Which is a lamb that's over a year old.
Right.
It becomes a sheep. So it gets a stronger smell, stronger flavor. So she probably had maybe some, you know, depression era memories. And
mutton regret, something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Exactly.
So a leg of lamb is, it's just a beautiful piece of meat. And I mean, it's even a cool piece of meat to work with. So, you know, really what you're going to want to have, and I'll post this on the website, but you're going to want to unroll it, because when you get it, it's been processed, and it wants to kind of unroll on you, right?
Are you talking boneless then, or does it got a bone in?
A boneless,
okay,
yes.
Okay, right. And so when he means unroll is that they've extracted the bone out of it,
that's
and they've
right.
rolled it back together.
You'll have it like a butterfly.
Right.
So what you want to do is rub it with some lemon, oregano, salt, and pepper, and then you place those garlic cloves around the roast. Drizzle it with olive oil, and what you put on the thing, you normally need about 2 lemons. Because you're going to take one of them and you're going to cut it in half, and you're just going to kind of hold it like a, I don't know, like a half a tennis ball,
like
or
a
whatever.
Half a lemon,
yeah. And you're just going to, or hold it like a half a lemon, but you're going to hold it in your palm of your hand and just kind of rub the meat with it and let that lemon juice get in there. And you do that before you put the oil on it,
right?
Okay, so that acid gets in there before you worry about putting any oil on it. And
that acid will act as a tenderizer a little bit. Generally, you don't need a lot of tenderizing on a leg of lamb.
No, you won't.
Because they're good. But that, and it'll impart a nice flavor profile.
So you want your grill at about 350.
Okay.
And you're going to probably, a lot of people don't have multi-burner grills, so you might have to do it like right over the burner. So you're going to put a cake pan or something under it. And then you're going to put this brine that we talk about right in the bottom of that pan, and you're going to, you know, a pizza stone might be enough to deflect the heat off the bottom of that pan, but if you can set your grill up to be an offset so that you have 2 burners on and 2 off or something like that, or if you can get your grill to 350 with 1 out of 3 burners, then you'd have enough room on the other 2.
Because you're not looking to grill it, you're really looking to roast it, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you have a smoker, you can just do it in the smoker, but don't put any flavor wood on it. Just use good charcoal.
Right. But so again, you're not looking to do this at the low and slow. You want to
you're going to 350.
Right.
You're going to 350. So you rub your lemon half on it, and then you squeeze the rest of it on it. You take your oregano mix with salt, pepper, and rub that all over the meat. And then you roll it up and tie it with butcher string.
Okay,
so you
butterfly, it was butterflied open.
Because they deboned
it. You did that on
it.
Both sides.
Yes,
right?
Both sides.
And then you rolled it back up and trussed it with the string.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. And then you're going to put it in a, I think a cake pan works pretty good if you've got one that your wife will let you ruin, because you're going to kind of mess it up. And then indirect if you can, but you're still going to need a pan or something to keep your drippings inside of.
Right.
Because
you want to reserve those for later use, right?
Yeah, you do that thing for about 1.5 hours and maybe 2 hours until you get it up to an internal temperature of whatever you're happy with. 135 to 140 is what I'm going to put on the website, but it's whatever your wife is happy with.
Yeah.
Because and show her the temperature probe on the end, because the thinner end is going to be more well done, just like with
sure.
anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can use the thick portion a little more rare.
But the important thing is that you don't. This isn't poultry. This is lamb.
Oh, you can eat it raw.
You can eat it raw if you wanted to. I mean, there are cultures that do that.
We do it.
We don't condone that. No, at least I don't.
We do it.
Well, enjoy.
Have you ever had kibbeh?
Right. Yeah. Right. No, kibbeh is one of those Lebanese dishes that comes from Mo's heritage. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I probably have had it at your house and didn't know what I was eating. But anyway, most people want to get that to 135, 140 degrees, and on the thick end, and then the thinner end is it's going to be obviously a little more well done, but. Suffice to say, it won't hurt you at all. Fresh, clean, and ready to rock. And then when you get this thing to that temperature, you're going to pull it off and you're going to cover it and let it rest. And you don't need to cover it tight, but just put a little tent of aluminum foil. You know, I love my foil over top of the pan.
And
just
let
that rest, right? And just let it rest. You know what? You can garnish it with any kind of vegetables, but that juice that was in the bottom of there, you reserve that. You pull it off the side while it's resting. You can make a gravy out of that. You can use it as kind
au
of an au jus, yep, dipping sauce.
It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, very rich in flavor.
It is,
because
it'll be a little fatty.
Yeah, but fat's our friend, and fat has a ton of flavor in it, and that's why you don't want it all over it, but you can maybe use it just a little ladle of it on top of, yep, your cut. So, Bob, when you get that lamb off and it's rested, how are you going to cut it? It's all rolled up. It's bigger around on one end and it tapers down on the other.
You're going to slice it. You're going to make chops out of it.
Are you going to unroll it?
No.
Right, because by putting that
cooking twine around it. It's not even going to want to unroll.
Right, that's where I was
going. Because you're cooking it bound. So,
yep,
you know, if you've ever been cooked bound, you'd know what that's like.
Right, I'm bound. I've been cooking, but I've never been cooked bound.
But, whatever. Anyway,
the point is that you slice it off like you would maybe a piece of prime rib, because it is boneless. And you're going to serve that on a platter, and you drizzle some of that juice that you reserved, and yep, ooh, man.
Because that juice, the other ingredient that you'll find on this recipe, and I will post it, is a cup of chicken broth. So you've got plenty of moisture in there.
Right.
And Rob Russell will tell us about moisture in the next segment.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Rob Russell's coming up next. Cowboy Rob Russell going to bust out some Easter ham. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We will be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6 packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With 3 locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's. Yeah!
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link, and they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now, that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guys show each and every weekend on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are smoking it up all over this great state of Michigan and soon to be maybe on in Pennsylvania here, Bob.
That's right.
We're hearing, you know. So we're the Grilling Guys are expanding. But part of our nationwide reach is Bob gets to travel a little bit for his job. And over the years, he's become friends with a couple people that are what I would call great, great friends of our show. And one of them right now is on the grilling line. It's our friend, Cowboy Rob Russell.
What's happening out there?
Hey, Robbie. You go to thegrillingguys.com and check out our website, you'll notice the top bar, the menu bar, there's a space called Board of Directors. And if you look up there and click on, you'll see all the important contributors to the show. And Rob Russell is one of those board of directors. So welcome back to the show. It's been way too long since you've been around us, buddy.
It's been a long time. Been a long time, but it's nice talking to you guys. And I suppose that's Crappie Joppy I'm hearing on the other line.
Well, unfortunately, yeah, Rob, I'm still here. But
we can't fire him.
Yeah.
We don't pay him.
Yeah. I'd make more if I didn't show. But anyway, how are you, man? It's great to hear your voice.
Oh, it's good, and it's good. It got a little cold in Kansas today.
Yeah, well, it's we got a little bit of the same. Mother Nature's not released her grip on us for the winter. We are officially in spring, and that brings about Easter weekend, which we're looking at this weekend. And one of the things we want to talk to you about is. I remember eating a really wonderful Easter ham that you had prepared, and we want to talk a little bit about that and some of your secrets.
Okay, that's great because there's nothing worse than going to somebody's house to sit down for Easter dinner and have them eating a dried out ham.
Yeah. So this ham that Rob's going to talk about, we actually did at a few different. Remember those classes we used to put on around New York and Pennsylvania and different places?
Oh yeah.
When I first you used to tell me about this, and I was a doubter.
So let him.
And I'm like, forget it. But this is absolutely fantastic. So if you want to make a regular ham good, listen to this.
Well, first of all, you don't want to take any shortcuts. I'm sure you're going to get all the information off the website for the spices and so forth. And if you get those spices mixed up, put a little olive oil on your ham the night before. You can make your diagonal cuts, your traditional diagonal cuts. I like it because it helps hold pockets of good stuff. And just rub that ham really good the night before, with at least the night before. You can do it 24 hours with the spices. Wrap it up in plastic really tight, set it in the refrigerator, and that's going to absorb all those spices and a lot of it's going to stay on the outside, and that's, you know, that's where you get that bite and that outside crust.
That's right. So these spices Rob's talking about are black pepper, paprika, sugar, salt, dry mustard, cayenne, and cloves. And
why is it that around Easter time is about the only time you ever cook with a clove?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You also take the full cloves, and he'll tell you at the end, but you dress it up.
Yeah, you can put your little eyed cloves around the ham, and it gives you that special Easter flavor, you know. And it's just the added flavors. I mean, the ham is going to be cured and cooked already. So, and the ham is the butt end of the pig, and if you get that and put it in your smoker, it's just going to be a pork butt. I mean,
right.
Everybody, you can't make a fresh ham unless it's cured. So that's the main thing, you know. So basically, you're warming it up, and you're trying to push the flavors to the limit. And the secret to that is spice it 24 hours, get it out, let it set for an hour, and cook it slow. If you're going to put it on your smoker, cook it about 200, 210, and cook it for about 6 hours. That's on a 6-pound ham. And just cook it, you know, if it's 8 or 10-pound ham, just cook it an hour, a pound longer.
Okay, you know? So you say a 6-pound ham. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we are talking with Cowboy Rob Russell from Topeka, Kansas. We're talking about a great way to take a regular ham and make it. I'm telling you, this dude has done it for me. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and one of the biggest keys, Bob and Joppy, you know, cook that baby slow, because if you crank that damper open and you get it too hot, you're going to burn it and you're going to dry it up. And there's nothing worse than dried up ham. So cook it slow, baste it. There's a basting sauce on that recipe that you can heat up and have it warm. Baste it about every 30 minutes. Put a pan under that ham. That way it catches all that baste, and you can just kind of wallow it around in that, and it'll make it really, really delicious.
Yeah. Recycle it, right? You're going to just keep basting with the same juices that are in the bottom of the pan, just to reintroducing those spices and flavors.
So you're using this recipe, and I'll post it. It's got pineapple juice. Didn't we pin pineapples to the outside of them when we did it once?
We did do that once, but I think that's where we got in one of those weird states where they wanted to see that.
Okay. I think I'm remembering the Finger Lakes of New York, but it seems like I've got a picture of one we did like that.
Yeah, pineapple really takes it over the top.
Right.
I mean, don't skip a step in this recipe, because if you skip one step, or you don't baste it long enough, or, I mean, everything matters. Don't skip one step. If you don't skip a step, you're going to love this ham.
So the real question is Robbie, are you doing one of these for your family this Easter weekend?
You know, I do it. I do two
every Easter,
because by the time we get done eating the first one for the big family, there's none left for me to eat that week. So, yes, I'm going to do two more.
Now, have you ever tried this with a ham that's already pre-spiral cut?
It doesn't work. That's pre-spiral will dry out.
That's right.
Be terrible. I have to eat one of those with my sisters at the second Easter.
you are a Southern gentleman, so you are going to be polite. And
well,
you're going to eat that, but
and I know you're not.
You really don't want to.
I know you're not eating it at Beth's sisters. So
no.
So anyway,
her husband cooks it, and everybody thinks it's really good, but I've never had the heart to tell him it's dried out and tastes terrible.
Well, he probably puts it in for about 10 hours at 350 and just turns it into a piece of jerky.
It only takes about 2 hours at 350, and it's terrible.
Anyway.
Yeah, don't try a spiral sliced ham. Do yourself a favor, and, you know, those spiral sliced hams are great for sandwiches, but they're not good for baking or smoking. And that's just my opinion. I mean, maybe somebody's got a recipe out there that's great that way, but I've never tasted one.
Well, now, I've got to qualify this guy that's on the phone, because this man taught me more about barbecue than anybody in my entire barbecue career. This man and I traveled literally almost the entire country. We didn't do the West Coast, I guess. But Did
that
we?
Was a little bit away from your range, Bob.
Yeah, I guess you went out there without me, but we did barbecue all over the place, and I picked up so much from Cowboy Rob that and I pass it on now on the radio, and so you've affected a lot of people in our listening audience, and that's why you're on the board of directors.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on the board of directors, and we had a lot of fun. That was, what, like a seven-year period we traveled
yeah,
to the United States?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, your name came up. I'm working with American Barbecue Systems right now. They're giving us a great deal on three reverse offsets. You turned me on to that smoker as well. Well, this guy is a gem, and he's looking forward to hooking up with you again, too, because your name came up in the conversation, and you're kind of a Kansas legend. So expect a phone call from that man, because they're building a lot of great smokers, and I think you need some help.
Yeah, they've always built a great quality smoker, and you know, I got to admire them for what they build. And if you're a barbecuer and you get anything in that offset box smoker, they're wonderful, and yeah. You just fall in love with them, and if you loan one to somebody, they never give it back.
There you go.
Rob Russell, Topeka, Kansas, God bless you. Have a happy Easter, and we'll catch up to you again.
All right, good talking to you guys again.
All right, likewise. Sir. God, I miss Bye-bye. That guy. I really just miss that guy. He's so much fun to hang out with. And I tell you what, he's forgot more than I'll ever know about barbecue.
Yeah,
so he's just
too.
Such a pleasure to talk with. Anyway, coming up next, we might smoke a turkey boob or breast. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy Easter to everybody. We're glad you're tuning in. And if you're just tuning in, you missed a couple great segments. We talked about a little leg of lamb and just spent some time on a ham with Cowboy Rob Russell. You know, I miss him, Bob. It's been a while since he's been up to Michigan. I remember we had the unique opportunity to take him walleye fishing out on Lake Huron for the first time that he'd ever been walleye
fishing. With Captain Ken.
With Captain Ken, yeah. From Gyra Charters.
Wasn't
Captain
he
Ken's.
In heaven?
Oh, man, we had so much fun.
You know, I have Captain Ken booked in May.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Taking all my brothers and brother-in-laws up there.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to have us a nice day out on the the bay, and we're going to spend the night just like we do. But Gyra Charters, he's on the website. Hook up Captain Ken if you want the best walleye trip in Michigan.
The dude puts you on fish.
Hook up with Gyra, man. He's awesome.
We've limited every time out there in that Saginaw Bay that we've ever been on his boat, and we've taken a lot of people up there.
So I brought you a couple treats this morning. This one is a Ballast Point. It's called Sculpin. It's their American Pale Ale.
Got a big tiger fish on the
front. And Ballast Point, yeah, that's they're a big operation. And, you know, the cool thing about all this stinking travel I have to do is I'm getting out to the West Coast a bunch. And this is a San Diego beer.
Yeah, your kids are out there, so yeah. That's cool. I get it. 7% by volume. You can probably find this at some of your specialty beer stores.
It is. Yeah. I got that at Siciliano's.
Pretty cool.
Yep. And it's Ballast Point is everywhere now. So they've kind of, their distribution's exploded. On the East Coast, I'm picking up lots of great beers, great wines. This country can produce. I mean, I think Europe used to be the place to get good beer.
Yeah, and we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the situation that happened in Brussels. We'll just touch on it real quick. But there's some fabulous beer that comes out of Belgium. And that's just a tragedy that happened out there, and our thoughts and prayers go with the people that are over there, man.
It's awful.
It's just terrible.
These people that do that, they're just bastards, and I say we just absolutely destroy them.
Yeah, well, we'll let our military do that, and we talked a little bit about GI barbecue.
Well, no, wait a minute. You know, you say we'll let our military do it, but they're coming to our soil. They're already here, dude.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're already here.
Sure, they are.
So, no, I don't say you just let your military do it, because every citizen has to be ready for the potential that one of these guys is going to go ape, you know what, in your area. So
it seems to be very random, doesn't it?
It does, but whether it's a bomb or if it's just some guy slashing, I mean, if you don't have your concealed carry, get it. Get it. Call Prince Arming. I just talked to... Yeah, Major Prince this
Major
week.
Steve,
yep. And get your concealed carry, because you just never know when one of these jackasses might be in your town, and they've got a real, you know what?
Well,
for
the
us.
Crazy part is they blow themselves up. That.
Yeah,
part
but they
is
also just get guns and they shoot up
sure.
places
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So you have to be prepared.
And heaven forbid that ever happens in your community. We don't wish that certainly on anybody.
So my point is just you can't say let your military do it.
Right.
Because
good point.
It's everybody.
Good point. Smoked turkey breast.
Don't get me going.
I did, and I'm sorry to all of our listeners.
I'll
I apologize
smoke some turkey breast too.
Yeah, because I just flipped the switch and it just went down the
sorry.
Track. That's
okay,
all I can
I'm
do.
Happy now.
Right.
I have a Ballast Point Sculpin.
All right.
Life is good. Still going to kill me one of them jihadis.
Yeah.
smoked turkey breast. It's a fantastic piece of protein.
It absolutely
fantastic.
Is because
and it's cheap.
Now, do you cook those with the skin on or the skin off most of the time?
I'd have to say the skin's always on them.
Right, exactly. Yep. And that what that does is it keeps a little bit of that moisture in there.
A little
bit. And the outer doesn't dry out. And it's not the part that's sitting on the grate that dries out, believe it or not, because you're smoking them on an offset. It's the top part that
yeah,
always
and
dries
it,
out.
It depends on, you know, that's a good point. Are you smoking it or are you grilling it?
Right.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever grilled a turkey breast. That might be a challenge. You could probably do it if you wrapped it in bacon. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to keep the skin on it. But, you know, it's so simple. Turkey breast, it just, again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's salt and pepper. Little EVO. I mean, you could add some lemon flake or orange peel or something like that to it if you wanted to, but it doesn't need much. It's just so good when you roast it like that.
Yep.
And go easy on the smoke. It's a white meat.
Right.
You don't want to put a bunch of flavor wood on it. If you're using good lump charcoal like Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal,
mm-hmm.
easy for you to say.
You know, one of the things I like to do is the flavored EVOs, and when you get to those citrus, there's a tangerine EVO, and that puts a really really nice flavor profile on that turkey breast, because turkey breast can be bland. It just doesn't have a ton of flavor like a piece of beef does, but if you put a little bit of that citrus, you could use lemon if you like it. I tend to use the orange more on the fowl than
I like
do the lemon, too.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of that whole tangerine profile, the Old World Olive Company has the tangerine balsamic.
Right.
I've been using that on the chicken thighs when I finish them off. Oh, my goodness. Is that a fantastic way? So for fowl, again, tangerine, right, same deal. But I'm using it on the thighs because I'll, like, grill them with the butchered side down, skin up, and right, then I'll finish them off, get the skin crispy, and then I'll turn them upside down so that the skin's down. And to finish them off, I'll take that tangerine balsamic and just run a little drizzle
it on
over
there.
And oh my gosh, then shut the grill off.
Yep.
It is unbelievable.
Let it sit on there.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. What about dessert on the grill? It's Easter time, and we haven't talked about it. You've got this little pineapple upside down thing.
Do you like that?
I do. I really like it.
I love it.
Yeah.
And Didn't your mom make it?
Yeah, but not on the grill.
No, but I think kids that grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s,
right,
I don't see it so much anymore.
With a little maraschino cherry.
Yes,
she used to take
the
pineapple rings and put the maraschino cherry in the middle of each one of those, and then you flip the thing over when it's done.
Oh,
right?
So you just get if you have the, you know, nice Lodge cast iron skillet,
sure,
a big one, and you just put lots of butter in the bottom, brown sugar, and then you lay your pineapples out, and you can put the cherries in or not. When you're a kid, you like the cherries.
They look nice.
That's right. And then you just basically pour a white cake mix over it, mm-hmm, and you put it in an offset mode on your grill, throw it in the oven, in the smoker, go light smoke, no smoke, just charcoal, right, and just bake it like a cake. And you've got that pan all rubbed up with lots of butter. Did I mention lots of butter?
Right.
It's so good with all that brown sugar. You flip it upside down and just leave it alone.
Yep.
And you have to actually do that flipping fairly soon because that brown sugar is going to want to congeal. And so you're going to want to get it off that cast iron as quick as you can.
Right.
So you got to think about what you're flipping it onto.
Yeah.
So you just take a nice big platter, put it over the pan, turn the thing upside down, and just leave the pan there. Just leave it there because that cake will drop when it's ready.
I see.
Fantastic.
Wow.
God, I'm so hungry.
I am too. Well, you know what? That sounds like a man way to cook your pineapple upside down, so it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. And it kind of ties in with Snap Fitness. Phrases that may never be uttered to another man while lifting weights. Yeah, baby, push it. Come on, give me one more. Another set and we can hit the showers.
Ooh, that last one just got a little creepy, man.
Well, there's another one here. I can't read it on there.
It's that's good. I saw Tony. He stopped by, dropped off a couple pasties. And you know what he brought me? He brought me gravy, man. He knew that nobody eats ketchup with pasties. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's Easter weekend. Spend some time with your family out in the backyard. Fire up a grill. We taught you how to do a few things here on the grill.
Hope you learned something.
All right.
God
Thanks for listening,
you.
And bless you, and have a great Easter.